It is 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. March meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call.
Terry Brown, here.
Eileen Pettit, present.
Dale Hadley, present.
Sherry Mays, present.
Michael Searle, present.
Suzanne Coleman, present.
Also, we have present here is our Executive Director, Megan Darien, as well as our Assistant Attorney General, Scott Donald. Declaration of conflicts of interest. Hear no conflicts. Review, discuss, and approval of February minutes.
I will make a motion to approve the February 5th, 2020 regular board meeting minutes.
I will second.
I'll second that.
Okay, moved by Sherry Mays, seconded by Eileen Pettit to approve the minutes for February. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Minutes are approved as written. Agency Operation Director's Report.
Deb Bright.
Deb, welcome. We just did the roll call. We just now are calling you in, and we just approved the minutes. So we're now to the Agency Director's Report.
The board's good. Thank you.
The board sunset review with Auditor General has been started, and Christy Wisdom, she's here to introduce her as the main Auditor General that is going to go through our sunset review.
Welcome to our meeting.
Also, Executive Director is going to attend Vision Expo 2020 New York on March 26th through 29th. Next month. Actually, this month, Ed. Yes.
Month.
Yes, end of this month. And I'm going to update you on
the
progress. Yes.
That'll be good to get some info back from the national event.
Yes.
Good experience for you as well. Legislative, that's all for the agency operations review. Legislative update report.
Yes, I'm going to read all these House bills and Senate bills. I am going to read the requirements. House Bill 2809, professional licensure fees waiver reduction, requires a regulatory board or agency to provide fee reduction waivers to current and potential licensees and certificate holders when a review determined that the entity's licensing fund exceeds 50% of the appropriation from that fund in the current fiscal year. This bill was passed in the House on 2/27/20 and had second read in the Senate on 3/3/20. House Bill 228, which is a state licensing fee waiver, provides a state licensing fee waiver to any active duty military service member and the member's spouse and any veteran applying for an initial license. This bill was passed in the House on 2/6/20 and had second read in the Senate on 2/25/20. Senate Bill 1211, Administrative Rule Expiration Legislative Extension, repeals all administrative rules on July 1st, 2022, unless extended by an agency through the statutory rulemaking process. Repeal the Arizona Administrative Code, AAC, each year, beginning July 1st, 2023, unless continued by the legislature for up to 1 year. This bill was held in the Senate since 2/24/20. And the last one, Senate Bill 1212, Board Licensure Certification Residence, requires that the Arizona resident or a person who is accompanied or married to an active duty member of the U.S. Armed Forces, military spouse, to a change or station to a military installation located in Arizona must be issued an occupational license if certain criteria are satisfied. This bill was passed in the Senate on 3-3-20 and transmitted to the House on the same day.
Thank you for the update. Keep us informed. Possible violations. No establishment license. These people have all been notified, sent letters, and we have gotten responses from, I believe, all of them.
Yes, both Mr. Cummins and Ashley Mahal.
Okay, and I understand there's someone from Southwest or Barnett Delaney. Okay.
May I approach?
Please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Erica Ehrman. I'm counsel for American Vision Partners. I'm a Michigan partner. American Vision Partners is doing business as Southwestern Eye Center and Barnett Delaney Perkins. So speaking on behalf of H through K in this agenda. And I'm here to let the board know that we received the February 24th, 2020 letter, and that the letter received the notice that we have 30 days to submit a written response to the contents of that letter. We are working on preparing that response, and you will have that response within 30 days, which I believe is March 25th of 2020.
Right.
And I know that right now, since we're on the agenda, I'm here to confirm that there won't actually be discussion or legal action taken on the letter until the board receives our written response, which means that the discussion will probably be tabled until April.
Actually, we did receive response from Ms. Barnes and Mr. Armstrong. No, wait. Who was our response from?
Yes, that's true, Mr.
From Jennifer Barnes. Mm-hmm. And explain kind of the situation a little bit of what's going on. And when we got your letter, I looked at it and went, that's not a problem. This discussion of the violations for Southwest will be moved to the next month's agenda, which would be April 1st, which gives you more than 30 days.
Yes, thank you.
You can get with Jennifer and she can let you know. They've actually are in the process, I think, of responding positively on that. I understand they were acquisitions, and I understand some of the problems that come with that. So, but that is very reasonable. Looking at the date of the letter to you guys, that you do have the 30 days is a reasonable time to create your response.
So, thank you very much.
Not a problem, and we appreciate you coming.
Yeah. No, my pleasure. It's nice to see you.
Thank you for your nice letter. I enjoyed it. Okay, so we will push H, I, J, and K to next month's agenda. So we have the A through G that we are going to work on. I think we can revisit this one after we move through number 7, where we can deal with the response that we've received from those locations. And that way we'll come back to this one and deal with them based off of information received after we sent the letter. So let's move on to number 7, application for licensor. I would like to ask the public if they would mind leaving. I think we need to move into executive session to get some legal advice from our Attorney General on 7A.
I'm sorry, we passed general discussion. Oh, you are going out of order. Sure.
We're coming back to 6.
Sure.
We're not through with it yet. Sure. And I want to deal with 7 so we can get our executive session.
Mr. Chairman, could I move that we go into executive session for legal advice?
So moved by Michael Searle.
I second that motion.
Seconded by Sherry Mays. We will adjourn. It is 10:39, and we will move into executive session. 7A is the one. Seven A is the one that we would like to get some clarification. I thought you still had it recorded.
Yeah, but she.